Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Federal investigators are leading the probe into the bus accident that killed students headed to Humboldt State University last week. 10 people died in the fiery crash of the bus and a FedEx truck. Among them were an engaged couple and a Humboldt State employee, Arthur Arzola. Today, the university said it is offering financial aid to families of the victims and also offering counseling to students and employees on campus. Students on the campus preview tour were bused home early Saturday so they could be with their families. Many of the students had already committed to coming to Humboldt State and were looking for the opportunity to see the campus for the first time. Meanwhile, Humboldt State learned much about its ability to handle such incidents. Its police department became a clearinghouse for information the night of the crash, information that was hard to come by.
We got a number of phone calls, hundreds of phone calls actually, from parents or friends who'd heard a cell phone conversation or a text or something like that. From that point, it just became a matter of expanding our dispatch center.
The news quickly became a national headline, and that led to panic calls to Humboldt State University's police department from friends and family searching for more information. And now, life is back to order as much as it can be at Humboldt State University. The family of a 39-year-old Humboldt County woman is worried about her. They've not heard from Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan for 2 months, nor have any of her friends heard from her. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies are helping to find the woman reported missing by her mother. Her mother said she has medical problems and needs treatment. She is 5'6", 150 pounds, brown hair, in shoulder-length ponytail, and brown eyes. She wears glasses. She drives a 2002 Toyota Tacoma. If you see Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan, contact the sheriff's office at 445-7251. And a happy ending missing person story. On Friday, the sheriff's office issued a missing person report for 33-year-old Wyatt resident Shanlyn Sundberg, who was reported as an overdue motorist. Sundberg's husband reported her missing in the early hours of Friday morning, but got a welcome call on Saturday when Shannon was found safe and sound in Eureka after another motorist heard a report about her on the radio and called in. Sundberg was contacted at Humboldt Hill Vista Point and was found to be in good condition and in no need of assistance. The family of Amos Merrill Tripp remembered him today in a special ceremony at Redwood Acres. He's a longtime Karuk tribe leader. He was born in Eureka in 1943, raised in Klamath, and made advocating for Native rights his lifelong career. He passed away over the weekend. Tripp was part of the first Indian law firm in the state of California and was the first director of United Indian Health Services, spent more than 25 years as their attorney, playing a role in the construction of the Potawatomi Health Village and the development of health programs at the clinic. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State Bay Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie has been to plenty of emergency scenes that required mutual aid from around the county. One of the toughest scenarios emergency personnel must face is that of a mass casualty incident, such as the bus crash that claimed the lives of 10 people last week. A situation that presents multiple problems, numerous casualties that need attention, fire that needs to be extinguished, and environmental impact that needs to be addressed.
Obviously deal with the life safety side of it, the human side, and then you start looking at what's the environmental impact here, and is it going to work better to put the fire out and deal with the runoff, or to let the fire burn and reduce what's going to run off?
Another problem facing emergency personnel is the rural nature of our area.
That area, Stone Lagoon and Big Lagoon, two-lane road. So right off the bat, it's farther from everywhere. We do have departments, you know, in that part of the county. There's 42 departments spread out throughout the county, but now it's isolated. It's further away.
Assistant Fire Chief Gillespie says a scenario similar to the collision near Orland last week highlights the importance of mutual aid among the first responders in Humboldt County. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.